future. Okay? And I understand what that means, but it's very limiting. And the fact is that they're the church, period. They're the church. When you think about it, what is a church? Well, the church is an assembly of disciples of Jesus who are committed to glorifying God and loving other people in community. All right? And so that's what I try to do leading our group of teenagers that are the church, is when we're trying to find different things to do and activities and things of focus, is let's make sure that we're glorifying God, we're loving other people, and we're doing this in community. And so whatever we do, we're trying to build that up in one way or another. And so a lot of the stuff we've done this summer has been focused on that. And I've invited some of our teens up here that have participated in events this summer, as long as with our interns. Our interns are Hannah, Holt, wave to everybody. Okay, if you didn't know this already. And Noah Milliken. Yes, good. And then we've got, somebody is excited. Noah, you've got a fan. All right, and then so we have some teens up here. Brandon Reynolds, okay. Listen, guys, everybody doesn't know you in here, okay? There's some people that don't know you. So Joshua Holmes, Willow Justice, and Alex Hirschman. All right, and so they're gonna share some of the experiences that they've had this summer. If you don't know, our mascot is the Fighting Manatee. That is our youth group mascot. This design was the brainchild of Brandon's brother, Solomon. Before the summer began, I said, hey, because we always try to have a summer t-shirt, and I said, I want something that's just weird and that people will look at and go, what is that? And start a conversation. And so he was like, all right, how about a French manatee wearing lederhosen, playing an accordion on a unicycle with a baguette? And I said, that sounds awesome. And so that's what that is. But we're the Fighting Manatee. And this is our summer 2008. Let's see if this will work. Okay, first thing we did this summer was something called a mystery trip. This was the first time I've done this here where I didn't tell the teenagers what we were going to do. They were completely in the dark about where we were going and what we were going to do. And so we ended up going to Atlanta, and we started off at Six Flags. And I was so glad that it was a mystery trip and they didn't know what they were going to do, because Brandon probably wouldn't have come if he had known we were going to Six Flags. Brandon and Solomon rode one ride twice. It was an indoor ride, and then they hung out in diners and gift shops the rest of the day. We were there from the opening to the close of the park, and they hung out. They're not theme park people, but that's fine, because that wasn't the main part of the mystery trip. The main part of the mystery trip was I found this ministry in Atlanta called Seven Bridges, and there's, of course, a big homeless population in Atlanta, and so this ministry is devoted to feeding and helping the homeless population of Atlanta. And in fact, he said there's probably four different ministries that do this, and they kind of split the city up as far as what areas they take. And so this is something, we have homeless here in Manchester. It's not to the scale of Atlanta, and we don't have overpasses and bridges and things that homeless people live under here that's very visible. And so I wanted our kids to be able to see that. And so we got to do some of that. Brandon, tell them a little bit about what Seven Bridges Ministry is and kind of what we did.
Well, we drove around under bridges and handed out bags of food to people. And we offered to pray with them sometimes. Most of the time we did.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So, like Brandon said, we went under overpasses. We went to, housing projects and handed out food. To some kids. Josh got his hat stolen.
Many times.
Many times. That's him trying to get his hat back. I think he got back home and he's like, I need to get in better shape to catch those little kids.
They tried to take my hat.
But, yeah, you had...
They tried.
They
once.
Tried to take your hat.
Once.
Okay, but so like Brandon said, we went under overpasses, and this is kind of scary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, apparently there's a big community that lived under this one overpass, and the city the night before had come through and used a bulldozer to tear down all the tents and stuff because they don't want homeless people in Atlanta, I guess, but I don't know where they would go. So they tear their tents down and everything so that they won't hang out and congregate at a certain place. But the people come back. So there weren't a ton of people there when we went. But here's some of our girls handing out food and praying with this lady. There's somebody in a tent that they were praying with. And you can kind of see some of this. Who else wanted to share something from...
So we went to Seven Bridges beforehand and helped prepare the lunches and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we went out and started passing them out. And they talked to us before about how our girls were mostly going to have to go up to these women because they were kind of skittish around men and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that really gave me and our other girls an opportunity to go up and have conversations with them. And they would openly tell you about their situation. And we'd ask if we could pray with them and... They would tell us specific things that we could pray about, and they were so grateful just to have us praying with them, and how much optimism it gave them was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was so neat to see that and to talk to some of the people that were without a home. And they are willing for you to do anything for them. And so prayer, they want our prayers. And it's such a, it's so different than, yeah. Am I going to say what you wanted to say?
I don't know.
Okay,
just,
you go ahead, Noah.
Make sure. Okay. Something that really struck me just about this youth group, because at this point in the summer, most of these kids, I'd only known them for less than 2 weeks. But something that really struck me, just how eager they were to go up to those people and give them lunches. Because, we left the vans on the road, and we would go walk throughout the bridges and stuff, and we just all carried lunches with us, and more than once, several times, there would be several of us. We all had lunches, and we'd come up to one person, and David, the guy who's kind of leading us, he would say, all right, so someone can come give this person a lunch, and several times I would kind of held my hand out to give them a lunch, but one of the teens would come up and hand it to them, which I thought was just kind of funny. I was like, oh, okay. But they were so eager to do that. And I thought that was so great.
Yeah. Hey, give them a hand. That's one of the reasons we're sharing this is because, I think our teenagers, they're capable of a whole lot. And it's really awesome to see them in action. Raise your hand in here if you're comfortable going up to a stranger that's homeless and praying over them. Not many people are going to raise their hand for that, right? Because that's uncomfortable, right? And our teens, they stepped up and they did it. I didn't have to prod anybody to do it. They were eager to do that and to share. So did you... Yeah, so he wants to share.
Yeah, one thing that really amazed me is some of the teens, they were very eager to give the food, but some of them were kind of nervous to pray because they weren't used to praying in front of people, especially people that they didn't know. And we had done, we were doing this for a while, and some of the people that you kind of, I had to kind of encourage to pray, they were volunteering to pray for the person by the end, and it was just really cool to see that they were willing and excited to pray for them and wanted to do it for them.
Yes. So, and then that was our mystery trip, and it was great, and it was fun. It was a different experience for everybody, and I think they all got a lot out of it and were challenged. The next thing we did was Impact. Impact is something that we've done for a while since I've been here. And it is it's a camp at Lipscomb University that's held every summer. And there's split up into two sessions. The first session is for junior high kids. The second session is for senior high kids. This is one of my favorite things that happens every year just because of the atmosphere on campus there. There's about 1,500 junior high kids during that session and close to 2,000 senior high kids all on Lipscomb's campus. And so we spend that time together intently focused on one topic, right? And our topic this year was fear, overcoming fear, and specifically worry, anxiety, guilt, and shame, which are, if you're not familiar with the way what teens have to deal with today, a lot of it is based in those things, whether it's social media, everything being out so public. Our teens are really struggling with shame and guilt and worry and anxiety. And so that was our topic for the week. And it was powerful. And we saw so many just really neat things happen in teenagers responding and their hearts being softened and then really getting close to God that week. So all of our teams here were at Impact. Brandon, this was his first year. Brandon's going to share a little bit about his experience at Impact. And for the last 2 years, I was telling Brandon, I was like, you really need to go to Impact. There's a lot of nerdy things that happen, and you'd love it. Or I'd just share something like, we're doing this. And he's like, I think I'd like that. And I was like, I know you would. And so I finally convinced him to go. Right, and what was your thought? What were your thoughts, Brandon?
It was loud.
It was loud. All those people, yes, together worshiping, it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Anything else? Was it different than you thought it was going to be?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Here's something I remember Brandon saying, is that we had devotionals each night, and the last night Brandon was sharing about the reason why he thought that he was at Impact, like the reason God brought him there. And I remember him saying he didn't really think he ever wanted to come, but he was definitely going to come back because it was such a great experience. And I was like, yeah. Did you have something?
No.
Oh, you held that mic up like you were going to. All right. We'll pass it down to Josh, because I know Josh has something to share here. So.
Okay, so we were up there at David Lipscomb for the week, and we'd have three classes a day and quiet time during the morning. Guys and girls were split up, and it was really nice being able to meet a bunch of people that I didn't know and start a relationship with them, even if it was only for a week or a year or a month or however long it was. But one of the main guys for the lessons at night was Jeff Wallen.
Yeah.
Wallen, and it was a really nice refreshment, you could say, because he was the whole lesson was about holding bricks, and I was trying to think, well, what do you mean holding bricks? I'm not holding any bricks, but it was really talking about holding something back or judging someone, so I may have been holding something against Brandon, like, well, you know, Brandon's cool and all, but he beat me out at the game last week, so I'm not mad. But, yeah, that's true. But it was just talking about letting things go and not holding things over people, and it was really nice that week. And got to get a lot closer to people, and we had one person baptized in our youth group, which was Madison. I think Alex has some more things to say about that.
Yeah, so my sister got baptized at Impact, and I remember we were in our room when she told us that she was ready to give her life to Christ, and we were probably almost excited about it as she was. And I just remember the year before I got baptized at Impact, and it's just amazing being able to share that connection with my sister. And she was too young to go to senior last year, but so she wasn't there when I got baptized, but I was really happy and excited that I was able to be there when she was baptized and just share that with her. And I remember how excited I was even after she was baptized. I was going around telling everyone, hey, my sister just got baptized. Yeah. And I was just bragging about it because it was so amazing. Yeah. But yeah. Can I continue? Okay. So when we had our devotionals every night with our youth group, mm-hmm. We would really open up and share. And it was Impact. The environment is just amazing. And like, helps us grow closer as a youth group and build connections, and like that relation and our relationship was much stronger, like mm-hmm. our relationship with each other as a youth group. And yeah
definitely this is you know, one of those things, those Ebenezer stones that you know that you have as a group, as a community, is something like Impact, where Alex can be there when her sister's baptized and remember, hey, last year, this is where I was baptized. And we can remember this person was baptized there and this person was baptized there. And it's really neat to be able to see that. And also, too, just watching our kids while that was happening. You might not recognize her now, but Andy Clutter is in this picture. She has lots of hair in this picture and does it now. But I love watching Andy, and I've got a video of it. As soon as Madison is baptized and comes out, Andy just starts bawling, crying. And she's just, oh, she's so happy. And you get so close together, and it's a great community building, church building time together. Our interns were our counselors at Impact. Okay, so they were responsible for our kids. The way that's set up at Impact is there's college students from kind of all over the country that come and work as counselors there. They have full background checks. They have a week of training before. And adults, leaders, are not really allowed to be in the dorms with the kids or anything, okay, because we haven't been checked out. So they really are responsible for the kids while we're at Impact. So, Hannah, why don't you share some of what you did.
What
you saw.
What I saw was Jonathan, every year and every like time we do a devotional, he encourages like all the teens to go out and meet a new person. And for middle school, they took it to a whole new extent. They ended up making a game out of it to see who could meet the most people and make as many friends and find out the weirdest things about them. And I think it was Raylan.
Yeah, my daughter won.
Yeah, Raylan won.
By the way, my daughter won.
She got like 30, was it like 30 people? Yeah, she met like 30 new people. She had a list of like their names, where they're from, all these things. And it was just awesome to see because they were so excited to meet new people and make new friends. And especially new friends that they had the same goal as each other, because mm-hmm. they were all there to learn more about God and get closer to God. And it was really cool to see them get closer to those people. And it was also really cool to see the teens, like, worship, just because, like, it's so impactful and so amazing just watching them. And, like, even though they're surrounded by hundreds of other teens, they're, like, they don't care what they look like. They don't care what's going on around them. They're just on fire for God. And that was their goal, was to do that. My favorite thing about Impact was I had a lot of people open up to me, a lot of people I've known for basically my whole life, and a lot of them shared very deep and kind of scary things, and it broke my heart to see that they were going through that alone at times, but I was so happy that they decided to share it with me, and there were a lot of tears, but there were a lot of happy tears as well. But, so that was really cool, getting really close to everyone.
Yeah. We had some time where during devotionals where a lot was shared, which is really really cool, because, you know, we're told that the first church shared everything, right? And a lot of times we try to hide things from each other and not be transparent. And things like this and impact are a good catalyst to get us to open up to each other and share what it is that we struggle with and things like that. So that was really fun to see. Yeah.
Okay, so my absolute favorite part of Impact is worship every night.
Yeah.
And I probably cried every single night during worship. But it was, because it's just so beautiful. I have almost 2,000 teenagers worshiping together,
yeah,
feeling the same thing. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. All right, Noah.
Okay, so at this point in the summer, I'd been here about a month. I was still kind of getting to know a lot of these teens. Not to put Madison on the spot, but I used to think there were two Madisons and they looked alike. And so I never knew which one was, like, around me anyway. That's beside the point, but I was still trying to get to know a lot of these teens, and but I think it was at Impact for the first time that I really realized how close these teens are to each other, the kind of community they share, not only just with themselves within this youth group, but also with other churches like Burnt Hickory, who was here for our local mission trip last week, and I think this youth group has an incredible amount of character. These students do. And I think that's very reflective of this congregation. And it was so cool to see how close they are with each other. And kind of like, I think it was Hannah, kind of hinted at, the first night of the senior high session at Impact, you know, we just kind of had a time of, you know, a lot of people shared stuff, just, you know, stuff they're going through. And the amount of reassurance that I saw coming from these students was awesome, because there were so many who were like, yeah, I've been through that, I know what you're going through, and you're going to get through it, and that was a really, I don't know, I guess, you know, like I said, that's kind of the first time I really realized how close this group is, and I haven't said anything about this all summer, but I'm going to put Hannah on the spot as well. You know, as she was saying earlier, you know, how a lot of kids came in and opened up to her. Hannah has done an awesome job with this youth group throughout the summer. And, you know, she's grown up here. And so, you know, I have no doubt that she has done so much for this youth group, not only as an intern, but before that. But, you know, to see Hannah be able to just kind of guide these students has been awesome. And that, you know, Impact is also kind of the... Before Impact, Hannah and I, you know, I mean, we were friends, but we, you know, we just kind of talked at work. That was just about it. But it was at Impact that we kind of became closer, and now I think we actually, like, have a friendship going, which is good. But
hey.
These teenagers are awesome. Impact was great for this youth group. Yeah.
So let me just say, too, so Impact is something. I make our kids, they have to sign up and give a deposit in February, all right? And Impact happens in June. And the reason is it fills up super fast. I need to make sure they really want to go and they've got to commit to doing this. It costs a good bit of money. You can come and kind of visit campuses and stuff. Willow just came and visited one night and decided she loved Impact so much that she was going to come back every single night. So she kind of crashed the party at Impact, which was completely fine, because she didn't use any of the Impact resources. She just wanted to be there. And so I wanted her to share a little bit about her experience at Impact. Go ahead and do that.
So for as long as I've been coming to this church, all that I talk with Alex about is all of the trips and stuff that we do. And one thing she would never stop talking about was Impact. And she talked about how awesome it was and how great of an experience it is. And I thought, no, that can't be true. So I went that one night and I saw it and I realized it was a great thing. And it was amazing. And you could just feel unconditional love and support from every single person you walked by. And it was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and so it was cool because then Willow would come and worship with us, and then Devo, and then someday she just came and walked around and hung out. So I'm sure she'll go next year as an actual camper.
Yeah, and I'll get Chick-fil-A every day.
Yeah, you will get Chick-fil-A every day. So that was really, really cool. So the next thing that we had planned was Huntsville Inner City Learning Center. This was our third year doing this. We go to Huntsville and work with, there's a guy named Art, who some of you already know. And Art is an amazing human being. He has basically given up what the world would consider a successful career in order to go and just serve. And so he lives and works in the project that he grew up in Huntsville. He had made it out. He was successful and then has come back to help the kids out in this project. And it's just awesome. It really is. And so this was our third year to go. The previous 2 years, we had gone with Burnt Hickory Church of Christ. And so this year was our first year to go alone. And I will, before the kids talk about any of this, I will say there's no way we could have done this without Marina Bynum. Marina came up with the lessons and crafts and all puppet skits, everything she had ready for us to go before we left so we could practice before we went. I know it would have been a disaster had we not had Marina organizing that part of it. So thank you, Marina. Huntsville. Who's been to Huntsville before? Are you going to start off? Yeah, Alex, you start off talking about Huntsville.
Okay, so...
You want to talk about this picture, Alex?
I can. One night we went to the mall, and I guess we decided to buy a bunch of face masks. And yeah. When we got back to the church, I guess we decided to have a face mask night because that's kind of what happened.
That's everybody, yeah. We looked amazing the next day. All right, sorry, go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about Huntsville and what we did.
Okay, so we planned the stuff the day before. Like, we met at the church and we planned these skits and crafts that we were going to do with the kids. And when we got there, they would eat and we'd do like skits and we'd have a lesson and a craft and a couple games that went along with it. And this was my first year going, so I didn't really know. I have heard people talk about how like well behaved these kids are, but this is my first year and these were the most well-behaved kids I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, they're so respectful, and they respect Mr. Art and, anyone in authority with him, of them, and it's just amazing. And, like, they wouldn't complain about anything. Like, some of our crafts were a little young, and, like, one day we were, like, painting rocks, but they were having so much fun. It was just amazing to see, like, them so positive all the time. Like, they were never negative about anything. And their relationships with each other were so strong, and they would care about each other. And one day we were eating lunch, and Mr. Art has a rule, girls go first with everything. Like, they hold the door open for the girls. I mean, the guys hold the door open for the girls and everything. But they were having dessert, and this guy... we were passing out the food, and he said, did all the girls get it some? And we were like, yeah, all the girls got some. And he was like, well, go make sure everyone else gets one before I get any. I want to make sure there's enough for everyone. And so they're so selfless and caring about each other. And when we got there, we were put into, like, groups. And I had a group of girls, and there was this... one, her name was Yelani, and right off the bat, she kind of attached herself to me and opened up and stuff, and Mr. Art saw that, and he came up to me, and he started telling me about her and how shy she was. Like, the first year that she was there, she wouldn't talk at all, And like she's kind of opening up at this point, but the first couple of days we were there, we would play review games, and I'd ask her, like, because everyone else would go, and I was like, hey, do you want to go up there? Do you want to take a turn? And she was like, no, I really, like, she wouldn't go up there. Like, she's just really shy, and that's how she is. But, like, toward the end of the week, I would still ask her, continue to ask her every day. I'd be like, hey, do you want to go take a turn? And she was like, can you come with me? Mm. And it was just, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll go with you. So I would go up there with her, and it would just give her so much confidence, just me being there, going up there with her. And it was just amazing, I guess, how much of an impact we have on them and how much we influenced them that week. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Josh made some connections with some kids, too.
And yeah, so we were up there for another week, and one of the pitchers, I was sitting down at the table, and I was in the orange group. And so there was actually four college interns. And there was one for each color. There was orange, purple.
Hold on, let me stop you here. One of the interns at Huntsville Inter-City Learning Center is here this morning. His name is Keith. Keith, do we raise your hand? Thank you for coming, Keith. So anyway, go keep on going.
But we had each colors, and I was in the orange group, so we just kind of stuck together. And there was a guy in there, and his name was Victor. And he was a little heavier set. He's probably 100 pounds going into fourth grade. But he was just so kind. I really couldn't believe it because he was just, you just can't explain it, and so respectful. Mr. Art's really, really hard on him, but it's for the best because I wish I could be that well-behaved. Like, I can't. There's no way I could. I try, but it just doesn't work. But, I mean, he really started talking to me about his family and problems and how many people live in his house. And just him being able to tell me that, just knowing me for a day or two, was really comforting to me that little kids his age could just do whatever. He just had all the power in the world. So
awesome. Maria, thank you, Josh. Well, I think you were kind of you were impacted by this trip.
So I was really nervous to go on this trip because I'm not really the best with children. And before, like, I knew it was about children and all that stuff, but I didn't think that we'd be around them as much. So I was just really nervous, and I didn't know if I was going to have fun on this trip, but it ended up being my favorite trip this summer.
Yeah.
Because all of the children are so well-behaved and so polite and sweet and kind, and they're just amazing kids, and I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to meet every one of them.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, definitely. Noah, you want to talk about some of what you saw there?
Yeah, as far as the campers at the Learning Center goes, you know, like Alex said and like Josh said, way better well-behaved than I was when I was 8. I mean, just absolutely bar none. Those kids were great. I'm actually kind of surprised I'm the first one to talk about this. When we left, it was a huge cry fest. I mean, Forest Mill students, Learning Center campers, it was awful. But but the cool thing coming away from that was to see the impact that these students had on those campers. They loved on those campers all week, and those campers loved on them back. It was, you know, amazing, amazing kids here from Forest Mill and amazing kids in Huntsville who are campers at this learning center coming together. And I think everyone, I think everyone was benefited in some way, some form over the course of that trip.
Yep. Okay. Hannah, are you get something else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so our first day volunteering there was Monday, so we stayed Monday through Friday. And some of the there was a group of my girls on my team, and I was talking to some of them, and I was like, yeah, I don't know how it came up, but it came up that we were leaving Friday, and I don't know, I guess that just seemed really soon, because it was only Tuesday.
Yeah.
It was our second day there, and I said we were going to leave Friday, and they started crying, like, on Tuesday, which was really hard because Friday when we did leave, yes, everyone was crying. I mean, I was crying. And it's just, we have a huge impact on them, but they also had a huge impact on us. Like, I was crying just as much as they were. And they had an amazing impact on all of us.
Yep.
So.
That's right.
That was one of the awesomest things to see, was to see the teens get so close to the kids. Yeah. Like, a lot of them, it was kind of weird at first when the kids first came, because some of the teens that had never been there before didn't really know what to do, didn't know if they should go and go up and talk to the little kids or whatever. But the kids picked the teens a lot of times.
Yeah.
The kids would just grapple onto the teens and they would just get so close. And one of the coolest things was the teens figuring out the kids' circumstances. Because a lot of times the kids don't have the best circumstances, and it's really tough and it's really hard to realize it. But when they did, the kids would open up to our teens and talk to them about what was going on at home and stuff. And there was some breakdowns about from our teens, because they didn't understand how it would be so difficult. But it was really cool just to see how much these our teens cared for the kids in that short amount of time. And as Mr. Jonathan was saying, Mr. Art has given up his life for these kids. And actually this summer he had three or four of the kids from the learning center staying with him. And he does that all the time, year round, every summer. He'll let kids stay at his house, and they constantly give them soap and shampoo and stuff to keep up their hygiene and whatever they need.
It's awesome. We're going back next year. We'll probably go back every year that we can. But it's really neat to watch our teenagers build relationships with these kids. And what's cool today is that when you go on a trip like this and you build a relationship with somebody, you have instant access to continue to communicate with them. Right. I remember when I was in the youth group, you could write letters to people, and that was about it, or call. But my parents wouldn't let me call because it was so expensive. You remember those days. But now they can exchange information and talk immediately. And it's amazing. On our ride home from Huntsville, it was constant. These kids from the learning center were calling and texting our teenagers. I miss you. I'm still crying. I can't. I want you to come back. You know, it was just so neat to see that kind of impact that our teams had on them and that they had on our teams. And so it's a trip we're going to take every year. All right. We're going to finish it out with this past week. We did some local mission stuff, and we hosted Burnt Hickory's youth group. I'm sorry. There's one last picture of Huntsville. There's everybody. And we did some local service projects, and I'll go ahead and list everything we did. We painted a house that Mike Lewis uses for drug court, that people live in to try to recover. We painted a classroom for drug court. We washed the entire fleet of city school buses, all two of them. But we did that. Our teens worked at Good Sam, and I'll go ahead and share this part. I don't know if they really wanted our teens there or not. Joe he worked so hard to try to find some jobs for our kids to do, and he said, we can have about six there, and they need to sit in this waiting room and talk to people, which, that's great. But I had 30 teenagers, and I needed more work. Well, the director at Good Sam was so impressed with our teenagers and what they did on Monday that she was like, please come back on Wednesday. We have a truck we need unloading. We would love for you guys to come. And so they really impressed the people at Good Sam. worked there. We kind of fell into the Coffee County Student Expo, where we packed backpacks, between 700 and 1,000 backpacks with school supplies that are going to kids in Coffee County who can't afford school supplies, basically, or backpack. With that also, we sorted clothes and really helped them out with this expo. And so we got a lot accomplished. Josh, we're gonna start with Josh because if you don't know Josh and Ben Holmes, then you've never needed any work done in and around your house. These guys are they're awesome. They are awesome. And what's the cool thing is they know what they're talking about. If I say I'm putting Josh in charge of painting, his grandfather happens to own a painting store, grandparents own a painting store, which was helpful. But I said, hey, here's what we need to do. And he said, I got it. He would show up to the site before everybody else every morning with ladders, set those up. He knew everything. And so I'm going to let him talk some about the house that we painted and what went on there.
So we were going to paint the house, and it was actually on a Saturday or a Friday. Jonathan called me and asked and said, hey, you want to help with something else? I said, well, sure. And I ended up pressure washing the house on a Saturday, and then coming Monday, we went over there with the church, and we started painting the house. And just to get an idea, there's like 17 of us trying to paint one house. So there's a lot of people running around doing this and that, and people climbing ladders that were scared of heights. Jed, matter of fact, he was scared of heights, but he still climbed the ladder and got up and painted 20 foot in the air on the side of the house. And just seeing everyone work together on the house, regardless, because no one wanted to be there painting, not really. it was fun to do with a group in Burnt Hickory, but no one really wanted to paint, but everyone was happy about it. And probably just the responsibility of being there and taking care of the ladders and the paint supplies with Hannah. It was just a good time.
All right, thank you, Josh. Hey, well, for time's sake, we're gonna try to keep everything real short now, okay? Because we're running late. But Alex, why don't you share a little bit about the painting and what you saw Josh doing?
Okay, yeah. Josh, he got there every morning way before anyone else did. And then like halfway through, like 12, we'd come back here for lunch. And most of the time, Josh would still be painting at the house. And so I know a couple of days we brought lunch back there to him because like he stayed at the house and was painting. And he was just in charge, like someone would ask like us juniors and seniors like, what they were supposed to be doing, and I'm like, ask Josh, like, I don't know. And, like, he just took charge of that project, and he stayed there after everyone. He got all the supplies that we needed. It was just, that was all Josh.
Yeah, it was. Hey, Hannah, Noah, will you guys just talk a little bit more about what you saw our kids do in Burnt Hickory do this week, and then we'll kind of wrap it up.
Okay. Well, again, you know, as the character, not just of our teens, but also of Burnt Hickory. I've been kind of sitting up here trying to think. I'm not really sure I really didn't hear much complaining, you know, throughout this whole week. And, you know, I thought that was amazing because, you know, it was hot some days out there, you know, painting the house. But everyone just, they kind of did what Josh told them to do. Without really, I mean, they did. They, you know, here we have Josh, and he's like, all right, you go do this. And, you know, even the students who came with Burnt Hickory who were older than Josh, they said, all right, I'll do it. And I thought that was great. And also, you know, just to see how our this youth group interacted with Burnt Hickory, you know, it was like seeing old friends, which I thought was really cool. This was the first thing that I have ever done with Burnt Hickory. And so that was really cool. We had a great week. And here you go.
Well, what was really cool was, like, us working with Burnt Hickory was, it was kind of towards the end, it was difficult to see which teens were our teens and which teens were the Burnt Hickory teams, just because they kind of meshed together and they all...
Especially when they're all wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, especially. That was really difficult. But, like, just, like, our teens, like, working on our community, they were so excited. Like, it... They were staying at their own houses, and they would get up early to meet at the church to go work. And it would have been so much easier for them just to sleep in and miss working. And we had a constant, like a pretty steady group of people that would come every single morning, wake up pretty early for summer, and come and work on the community. And it was just really cool to see.
So. Yeah, definitely. And thank you guys so much. Give them a hand. You guys can go take a seat. I'll wrap this up myself. It's so inspiring to see teenagers working like that, doing things that are Jesus things. And I want to thank you all for the support that you give, especially this last week. We had so many of you that helped preparing food, providing food, looking for jobs we could do in the community. You love our church family and the way you all love to serve too, which is a great reflection and example to our teenagers because they're doing the same thing. All right, we're all part of the same body, and I think our church is just doing some great things. And these are some examples of that. I want to thank our interns, Hannah and Noah. They have been awesome this summer. They really have. And they've worked hard. They've taken direction well. They've taken initiative. And our kids have really, I think, grown close to them. So that's been great. And I want to leave you with this. James talks about this idea of doing, not just listening, but doing, and how important that is if we're going to be disciples of Christ, being followers of Christ, and also how important it is just in our happiness, in our well-being, in living. And he says in chapter 1, verse 22, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." So often it's easy for us to come here and listen and think, "I understand that," and then walk out and not do anything with it. If we're going to be the light in this community, if we're going to be followers of Christ, we must take action and we must do things. James talks about looking into that perfect law and the law of liberty. And what is that law? Well, Jesus has asked, "What's the most important command?" And he answers what everybody expects, right? "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength," right? And then he says, "And love your neighbor as yourself." That's an action, that's doing, that's serving. It's not just understanding, "Oh, I love God, God loves me." I've got to show it, right? I've got to show it. And then Jesus, on the night before his crucifixion, tells his disciples, "A new command I give you." And I think he's just boiling this whole thing down. Love others as I've loved you. Love each other as I've loved you. If we can do that, what an impact we make on our community and the world around us. Our teens were doers this summer. And so I challenge you to go out and be doers also. If you have any needs, any prayers that we can offer for you, any way we can help you at all, if you want to become a part of the family of God, by being baptized into Jesus' name, then please, whatever your need is, please come forward as we